Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
All right, it's time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, 4-5-9, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Hey, guys, some big news coming out of Athens. The 2023 Georgia Bulldog team has officially started off-season strength and conditioning workouts. And let me tell you, they push you to the limit during this off-season program. These boys are in there working hard. It got started yesterday. I think they even put out a little hype video regarding this, but they push you to the absolute limit in these strength and conditioning workouts. Got underway yesterday, so the 23 season is underway. Hey, speaking of Mel Kiper Jr., did you see he's got Jalen Carter going number one to the Chicago Bears in the upcoming NFL draft? That would make it 2 years in a row that the Bulldogs would have a defensive lineman going number one in the draft. Now, I don't think Jalen Carter's going number one. I think we'll see somebody make a deal there and grab one of these two top-rated quarterbacks. But pretty impressive there, Jalen Carter, the love he's getting around leading into this NFL draft. Broderick Jones, Kiper has going 16th to that Washington football team, who had a great year and a little bit under the radar. Had a fabulous year over there at left tackle protecting Stetson Bennett and getting that running back group going there in the run game. And then Adam Rittenberg of ESPN has come out with an article talking about next year's college football season. He's got Brock Bowers, the top-rated player in college football in 2023. Be hard to argue that one.
Like, he's one of the best college, most complete college football players I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he does a really good job of that commercial, the NIL deal. Yeah. You hear it on 680 The Fan all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Bowers is doing an excellent job there.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.